first building on the right is the Giant's Camp. It literally is that. A place where a giant camped. At 8 feet 6 inches, Al Tomaney was a giant of a man. During the 1930s, he was exhibited in the World's Fair Freak Show. It was there that he met and wed his wife, Jeannie Tomaney, the world's only living half-girl. Jeannie was born with the lower half of her body missing. Al and Jeannie had heard from their friend, the Crocodile Man, that the place to go during the off-season was Gibsonton, a town on the Gulf of Mexico, 20 miles south of Tampa. In those days, Jeannie recalls, there wasn't much here, just swampland and not much else. But the carnies came nevertheless, to winter away from their public. After a while, the town had a thriving population of dwarfs, bearded ladies, human blockheads, magicians, fire eaters, sword swallowers, clowns, strippers, and the real backbone of the carnival, the roustabouts. When Jeannie and Al decided to quit touring for good, they opened the Giant's Camp, a combination restaurant slash bait and tackle shop slash trailer court.